Hi, this is James. I'm calling from New York Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed, and this survey is quick and confidential. Let me ask you, sir, what is your current zip code?
11798.
Thank you for that, sir. And are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, or are you not registered, sir?
Yeah, I'm ready to vote.
And you're registered?
Yeah, I'm registered.
You're registered to vote. Okay, perfect. And do you think yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Male.
Male. Okay, let me mark it down in here, sir. And what is the year of your birth?
What is the year of mine?
Of your birth.
Date of birth?
Date of birth, your year of birth, yes.
So you can consider me as around between 50 and 60.
Ah, okay. Thank you. Let me mark that down in here. Now, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, I'm Asian origin.
Sorry?
Subcontinent. Asian subcontinent. I'm not Latino, non-black.
Okay. Let me mark that down in here. So you're Asian. You mentioned that you're Asian, sir.
Asian, yes. The Indian subcontinent.
Oh, okay. Let me mark that down in here. Thank you for that. Thank you for that answer. Now, what is the highest level of high school? What is the highest level of school that you have completed, or the highest degree
Masters.
You have received?
Masters.
Master's degree. Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I did vote.
What, and for whom did you vote, sir?
I'm not going to tell that.
Okay, not a problem at all. Let's go ahead and continue. And as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you most
certain? Yes, I'm going to vote. Locally, I'm going to vote for the Democrat, but for presidential, I'm not sure yet.
Ah, okay. But you're almost certain to vote, or probably vote,
yes,
or 50-50?
I'll go for voting, but as I said, for local voting, I'll go for Democrat, for Congress and Senate, but for presidential, I'm not sure yet.
Okay, and how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10? 0 meaning that you are not at all motivated.
10.
Okay, wonderful. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community on a scale from 0 to 10?
I'm in New York, so in New York it's always Democrats. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Let me mark that down in here, and please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how may I feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree or disagree?
Yes. Agree.
You agree. Okay, perfect. And regardless of how enthusiastic are you about voting, how much do each of the following matters to you this year? For example, for each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. For example, protecting gender equality. It matters to you. It matters somewhat, does not matter too much for you.
Matters somewhat.
Matters somewhat. And what about protecting productive rights and including birth control and IVF?
I'm in favor of that.
Okay. Now, elections for Congress, for example, House of the Representatives or the Senate, will you say that this matters to you a lot? Matters,
yes,
somewhat?
Matters a lot.
Matters a lot. And the presidential elections between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris?
It doesn't matter because I'm in New York. I told you.
Okay. It doesn't matter.
New York.
Okay.
New York goes for the Democrat, man.
Okay. Let me mark that down here. Thank you for your answers. Now, we know people get busy when it's time to vote. Now, how likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For which of the followings will you say, for example, nothing will stop you? I want to vote and probably I will.
Yes,
if it's convenient. Okay, let me go ahead and present to you the option and you tell me, for example, what do you think of the options? For example, nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it is convenient, I will vote. Or I doubt if I will vote, or no chance I will vote. For example, protecting gender equality.
I'm not sure about the gender equality, but I will vote.
Okay, and protecting reproductive rights and including birth control and IVF?
Yes.
You will vote, okay. Now, election for Congress, House of the Representatives, or the Senate?
Yes, I will vote.
Okay, and the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris?
Yes, I'll vote.
Okay, let me mark that down in here. And let me mark that down in here. You will vote. Okay, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, will you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump?
Undecided.
Okay, but if you had to choose, from whom will you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent or third-party candidate?
Not decided.
Okay, will you say that you will vote for the other political offices but not for president, or will not vote at all in the upcoming elections?
I will vote in the president election, but to whom I will vote, I have not decided yet.
Okay. And if the 2024 elections for Congress was held today, for whom will you vote? The Democrat candidate? Democrat. Okay. Democrat. Thank you, sir. And if you knew that protecting LGBTQ rights was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated will you vote? Are you to vote in the 2024 elections? Are you much more motivated? Somewhat more motivated?
No, I'm not. No. I'm not motivated.
Okay, let me go ahead and mark that down here. And how much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1? One second, let me mark that down here. Okay, now let me go ahead and start over because we're having like a bad connection. Was not able to hear you. How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1? A constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers. Have you heard a lot, some, not much, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Okay, nothing at all. Let me mark that down in here. Now, here is the text of Prompt 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. For example, add anti-discrimination provisions to a state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy, also covers reproductive healthcare and autonomy. A yes vote put these protections against discrimination in the New York state constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the elections were held today, will you vote yes or no on this amendment? Or you're on
yes.
The side?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And based on your read on this amendment, do you think this amendment will, for example, let me read the options for you, give voting rights to immigrants, strengthen voting rights protections, provide protection on the basis of gender, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, strengthen protections for New Yorkers and disabilities.
My option is no. Immigration, the way the Democratic immigration do is bringing the people is no.
Okay. Okay, and for example, strengthen voting right protections, provide protections on the basis of gender, put the LGBTQ protection into the state constitution, strengthen protection for New Yorkers
no,
with disability?
No, I'm conservative, so all this is no.
Ah, okay. Let me go ahead and mark that down in here, okay? Now, let's go ahead and continue. Now, knowing that this amendment will put protections for abortions into the state constitution, will you definitely vote yes? Probably vote yes? Probably vote
yes,
no?
For abortion, yes. For any other issues, no. If they combine
abortion,
everything
yes.
together, then it is goes no. But if it's
okay.
only abortion, it's yes.
Okay. Yeah, it's only abortion. Thank you for that answer. Now, compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that will protect abortion rights? And is that somewhat or much less motivated for you?
I'm much motivated to vote yes for the abortion rights.
Okay. Let me mark that down here. Now, I'm going to read you a series of statements. For each one, please tell me how much do you agree or disagree on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 meaning that you strongly disagree, 10 meaning that you strongly agree. For example, we need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving hands out to immigrants.
No, 0.
0, okay. Everyone regardless of gender, Everyone regardless of gender or sexuality should have the freedom to marry who they choose.
0.
0. Everyone deserves the chance to thrive no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
10.
It is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender affirming care.
0. 0.
Everyone deserves to have equal rights regardless of...
But anything related to the LGBTQ is 0. You don't need to read it to me. Just mark it as 0.
Okay.
Anything
perfect.
Related to LGBTQ, 0.
Oh, okay. Not a problem at all. Let me mark that down in here. And everyone deserves to have equal rights regardless of who they are or where they come from.
10.
Okay. Defending our freedoms, including the right to get an abortion.
Okay, sir. I have to go now. Thank you very much.
Well, it won't take too much of it, naturally.